Occasionally, myself and our coaching staff at dadstartingover.com, we run into a client who has issues that go beyond the scope of coaching. They may have really severe anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and this is the point where our coaches stop and say, "Have you spoken to a therapist?" What a lot of these men say is, "I've looked into it. Not a lot of options in my area. It can't work with my schedule. Or I have an appointment scheduled, but I can't get in for another 4 months." In other words, the need is there. They recognize the need. They see the value in the therapy. But the options for getting the therapy are extremely limited in their area. Well, thanks to our friends at BetterHelp.com, there is an option for you. BetterHelp is a unique service that allows you to talk to a licensed therapist from your area via your telephone or your computer. You can do voice chat with them if you wish. You can email back and forth. You can text with them, all on your time schedule, all from the convenience of your phone or your computer. So check it out at betterhelp.com/DSO. That's betterhelp.com/DSO and get 10% off your first month of service with BetterHelp. Hello, everyone. DSO here from dadstartingover.com. Today, we have a new Dear DSO entry on the website, and this one comes from Vanessa. Oh, and by the way, you can submit your own Dear DSO question or story to dadstartingover.com/dear-dso, and if it's a good one, I will address it here in video format. Again, this one comes from Vanessa, and the subject line is 7 years engaged. I, a 41-year-old female, and my partner, a 39-year-old male, have been together for 18 years. I have no doubt that he is committed to me. He loves me. He's 100% faithful. He tells me I'm beautiful every day. We have 2 children together, a 10-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. We've now been engaged for 7 years. Never married. We almost broke up before he proposed, simply because he hadn't proposed. I know I'm a doormat and a people pleaser. I try to not rock the boat, and I generally live life with a roll with the punches kind of attitude, trying to never stir the pot. However, I'm starting to acknowledge the resentment I've built at never tying the knot. He says he'll marry me tomorrow at the courthouse. I don't want that. He says, "Well, then plan the wedding and he'll show up." But I'll suggest a place or a date, and we can't even agree on that. I've given up 5 years ago, resigned that he doesn't need the paper, he says, to be my man. How do I stop the resentment from building further and work towards a healthier relationship? Well, Vanessa, thank you for writing in. I guess my question I would then, you know, if I put you two in front of me in a room, I'd look at him and go, "Dude, what is it about marriage that scares you so much? What is it about officially tying the knot with old Vanessa here?" Because, I mean, let's be honest, you guys are basically, in the eyes of the law, what we call a common, I think it's called common law marriage. The law, the state, if you will, basically looks at you and says, you've been together for X number of years, you got 2 kids, you're sharing all these assets, you are in essence married. You know, when it comes to who has rights to what, and I would go to the husband, or I would go to an attorney rather, and I would say, is there any pluses or minuses as far as the man is concerned? Or no, that's not exactly fair. Are there any pluses or minuses as far as either partner is concerned with getting married? In other words, would getting a marriage certificate and going through the process and everything take the risk in some way? I don't know what that risk may be, financially or otherwise. Would it take it from here to here, you know, bump it up a notch? Maybe he's done that homework and he realizes, you know, I don't want to go from here to here risk-wise. I want to stay down here. I feel more comfortable here. Have you, Vanessa, asked him, what is it about marriage that scares you so much? And if he starts hemming and hawing about it, "I'm not scared, but, you know, we'll get married tomorrow at the courthouse if you want to." To his credit, he did say that. But I bet you that's kind of a passive-aggressive, sneaky way, because he knows that you are going to say no to that. So he can, you know, very confidently throw that out there. So maybe call his bluff. Okay, cool. Courthouse tomorrow, 8 a.m. Let's go. See what he says. I bet you he'll be like, I can't tomorrow. I got stuff to do. And I think he'll just keep kicking that can down the road. In other words, there's something with, I'm just going to call him Hubby, basically what he is. Hubby here, something scaring him off from the marriage thing. Now, again, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out why a lot of men are scared of marriage these days. It's a very risky proposition in a lot of men's eyes. I'll get, if we divorce, she'll screw me out of so much money. I'll lose my kids, et cetera, et cetera. But again, I think any attorney would tell you at this point, dude, you've been together for so long, two kids together, all these shared assets, I presume, and everything else. You are basically married. And yes, she can take you for whatever at this point. So don't think that this marriage certificate is going to bump up your risk in that regard. I'm no attorney. I don't know where you live, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Maybe talk to a professional when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I'm just curious what it is that scares him so much about the marriage thing. Now, to you, Vanessa, what is it that makes you want it so much? Is it just the romance of it, to go through the ceremony of it, to officially, in the front of the eyes of your God or religion or your family or whatever, to make it official? What is it about it that you want so badly to the point of having resentment and point of, kind of questioning this relationship? I know you didn't say that, but that's basically what you're saying by reaching out to me. He's like, dude, I'm questioning this relationship. That's how much this means to me. Why? What is it about that? Again, if he says, let's just go to courthouse tomorrow, you're like, that ain't it. So it's not necessarily the legality of it. It's the more the ceremony of it, the meaning behind it. And you want to see him get more involved in it other than just, hey, pick the place and I'll be there. If I was this dude's friend, I'd be like, dude, that's not nice. Don't do that shit. You know how important it is to hurt. You put a little bit more effort into it than that. So, double-edged sword here, I guess, is the metaphor. I don't know. He's saying, I don't really give a shit. I don't care. And you're like, this is very important to me. And I would ask why to both of you. And if you make enough of a case that it is so important, and here's the 20 reasons why it's so important to me, and I don't think I'm weird for feeling that way, and I think my opinion on the matter is pretty legit and pretty important. Well, then, if it's so important, maybe this is one of those things to say adios to, or this is a big enough issue that it's enough for you to call her quits. If it's not, if that makes you go, dude, no, I don't want to call it quits over this, then you're going to have to shelve it. You're going to have to get over it, in other words. You're going to have to, what's the solution here? Get over it, move on, or find a way to get married and deal with the fact that your hubby's just going to be like, whatever, through the whole process and just go through the motions. It won't be the most romantic storybook thing in the world. I can tell you that now. And let's be honest, even if he did finally say, okay, let's go, and he'll be involved in the process, you'll get all the way to the end. You'd be like, he's still not quite there. He's just, it's not what I envisioned for my spouse and my groom in the wedding. This is just not what I thought. It's never going to be quite there, Vanessa. Let's be honest. After so many years and kids together, the honeymoon stage is quite over, and it's been quite over for a while. And you can see when men exit that honeymoon stage, it's their own version of the bait and switch, if you will. Women typically, when men look at women in the marriage world, they say, we were so hot and heavy and sexual and romantic, and she validated me and made me feel like a king. And then we said, I do. And often it's I do, and then had some kids. And then that just changed like that. She's a completely different person. Men refer to that as the old bait and switch. She, as soon as she got the marriage that she wanted and the kids, she's just like, shoo, I don't have to do this shit anymore. Men have their own little version of that, which is, shoo, now that I got the wife and everything's comfortable and all that stuff, I don't have to put on the over-the-top act of love and romance and everything else and doing those little things that made her feel special. I got the prize of the woman now. I don't have to put in that work because that's very unnatural to me. And, unless I'm in the throes of the lustfulness and love of the new relationship, that stuff doesn't come out of me naturally. It just lays dormant. And like, man, that's what you're seeing here. So I exactly what it is that you want out of this, Vanessa. How do I stop the resentment from building further? Well, the only way to do that is to come to a solution in some way. And the solution, again, is either it is what it is. This is my hubs. Nothing's ever going to change that. I just have to learn to accept it and move on. or figure out a way to get married that's going to make you happy. Or, you know, call her quits. From where I sit, that's pretty much it, isn't it? I don't know. For people that are watching this, what do you guys think for old Vanessa here? And Vanessa, thank you so very much for writing in. Appreciate it. If you're listening to this, you're probably a guy who is interested in self-improvement. You probably consume a lot of information, like these podcasts, YouTube videos, audiobooks, courses, everything you can to learn more and help you become the best man that you can be. And if you're like a lot of men, there's something still missing. Well, I can tell you what that missing thing probably is. Quality time with other men that are on the same mission as you. Some of you probably have casual relationships with your fellow soccer dads or the occasional beer with guys from the neighborhood. But none of them seem to be on the same page as you. Am I right? They seem content with their shitty marriages, their shitty jobs, and their expanding waistlines. They have all but given up. You find yourself talking to them about the same football teams, listening to their stories about their subpar home life, and you're getting to the point where you dread hanging around them. Well, the good news is that we have assembled a group of men just like you. We call our group the DSO Fraternity. We have live Zoom meetings that are hosted by yours truly, along with the other members of the DSO team. We have a very active private discussion forum, a Discord server for our lifetime members, a members-only podcast, access to my books in audiobook and PDF format at no extra charge, discounts on one-on-one coaching with myself and other members of the team, discounts on our video courses, and access to our in-person gatherings. We have met in Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Australia, Amsterdam, and soon in New Orleans. So check it out, the DSO Fraternity at dsofraternity.com. We have monthly, annual, and lifetime membership options available. I think you will find our group is the missing piece of the puzzle that you have been looking for.